In Russia, Orthodox Christians are celebrating Christmas today. The holiday was not observed under atheist communism. Instead, the Soviets shifted gift-giving and revelry to New Year's Day. Now that January 7th is again an official holiday, many Russians are rediscovering Christmas, but some are upset about the Americanization of their traditions. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Singing Santas for sale in a busy Moscow supermarket. Press Santa's navel and his 9-volt battery belts out jingle bells. What? Jingle bells doesn't sound subversive, and Santa hardly comes to mind as a saboteur. But to some Russians, bells on bobtail translates as cultural imperialism. In Soviet times, Santa's sleigh couldn't penetrate the Iron Curtain. Now stocking caps and Santa dolls are all the rage as Russia celebrates. Bah humbug, says Vitaly Mironov. Mironov heads a group trying to put Russianness back into the holidays. He's gathered folk singers, dancers, and Cossack fighters at this snowy forest clearing at the edge of Moscow. They sing a new song coined to fight intruders like Jingle Bells and Santa Claus. The lyrics praise Dead Moroz, Grandfather Frost. He's the Russian folk figure who traditionally brings children gifts. But Mironov says Frost is fast being frozen out by Santa.
Everything is getting very Americanized in Russia. Everywhere we hear jingle bells, in the market, on the street, even in the subway. So we came up with this idea for an anti-Santa Claus festival.
In his red outfit, Grandfather Frost looks like Santa. Like many older Russians and Americans, he's also a tad on the plump side. But Frost wears a large golden sash in contrast to Santa's big black belt. His hat is similar to those of Russian czars, with embroidered designs on the side. Leonid Milovanov, a Cossack soldier in a blue uniform, says it's time to fight for Frost.
Our young people are wearing their stocking caps. They want something trendy, but it's going a bit overboard. Where are our Grandfather Frost patriots?
To show they mean no malice, the organizers have invited a Santa to the party. No new Cold War over Claus. But a Russian website called Grandfather Frost versus Santa Claus exhorts Russians to stick to their traditions and leave Santa out in the cold. The Orthodox Christian traditions include fasting and abstinence before Christmas. But true to his legendary fondness for liquor and licentiousness, Grandfather Frost is downing shots of vodka as the dancers around him gyrate ever more frenetically. Milovanov says the church shouldn't mind.
So we got a little vodka here. A little never hurt anyone. Anyway, as our priest says, what comes out of one's mouth is more important than what goes in. It's a holiday tradition after all.
Some traditions are apparently more tempting than others. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.